everybody. This is for Friday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa, here with my husband, Scott. And ready? One, two, three. It's Friday. Woo! I know we're very corny. We're so excited that it's Friday for everybody that's listening to us. And I know that this time of year, especially in the weekends, there's a lot going on in the area of sports and one particular event. And I am going to have a few things to say in this, but one of it's going to be you. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just introduce this?
Well, men and ladies, it's football season. Mm-hmm. So much excitement is being generated, you know, by grown men like myself, by being at a game or watching the game with their favorite jersey on. I mean, cheering, yelling, dancing, raising of arms. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I played football for many, many years, played it in college, and I really do like the game. But it's not my idol anymore. I'll be honest with you, it used to be. So grab some chips and listen how to keep the love of the game from taking priority over your love for Christ.
Yeah. Wow, honey, you're going to step on some toes.
Well, that's for sure. And we're going to change our email address. Anyway, Psalms 56, 9 through 12 says, "My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I will fulfill my vows to you, O God, and will offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help." Mm-hmm. Man.
Take us back. Take us back when football was the end of everything. I didn't know you back then, but...
No, you didn't.
Stories you've told me and the stories others have told me, it was a pretty big deal. That's to put it mildly, I understand.
It was a big deal. You know, and like I said, there's no reason why men or women can't enjoy sports.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, my gosh. I mean, look at in the scriptures, you know, Paul talks about winning the race.
I believe there'll be sports in heaven for
sure. Oh, yeah.
Especially football.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? When I came to know Jesus, my priorities changed. And not that I don't like sports. I still love sports.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You know? But I tell you what, I remember listening to a pastor one day. And it was about a football team, the Dallas Cowboys, and he was invited to go to a game in the suites on a Sunday. And he actually had a conference he's supposed to be speaking at on that Sunday. So he had a dilemma. He could go to the football game in the suites with all of his friends, or he could go to this conference that he was asked to speak at. And he just prayed about it, and what really came to his mind was that the Dallas Cowboys didn't die on a cross for him. And so what did he do? He chose to go to the conference.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the way I feel about that right now. I mean, we go to church sometimes on Saturday nights, and if the Arkansas is playing or whatever, sure, I know they're playing, but you know what? It doesn't even cross my mind that I wouldn't go right, you know, go to church, you know, because of a football game. I may be stepping on some people's toes right now. That's okay. You're a big man. You can take it. Our ladies, you know, y'all can take it. So. But let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. You know, I've been to so many games, and I've played in so many games where, you know, we score a touchdown or a good play, man, and everyone in the stadium is going nuts. I mean, they're just raising their hands and chanting your name and you know, and just everyone's just going crazy, dancing in the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
I was at church not too long ago, and I remember looking over and seeing a family of five people, three kids, a wife, and a husband. Man, and the wife was just really into the praise and worship music. She was raising her hands, you know, worshiping God and really giving her heart to the Lord. And I looked at the man, and he had his hands in his pocket. And guess what the three kids were doing? They had their hands in their pocket too. You know what, guys? I'm speaking to you right now. You want to get excited about something? you want to raise your hands and yell and just go crazy and raise your arms, raise it to Jesus. Raise it to Him. You know, guys, Jesus completely saved my life. And people say, you know what, Jesus changed my life. No, Jesus saved my life. I wouldn't be speaking to you today on this podcast if Jesus hadn't saved my life. And so, yes, will I praise Him? Absolutely. Will I raise my hands to Him? You bet. Will He be my first priority in everything that I do? Yes. And that's what we're praying for you today. Get into the game. The game of saving lives. The game of Jesus. And have fun too, man. I mean, this is a blast. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I haven't had so much fun in my life since I've been saved. I thought I was having a blast before. Nothing like what I'm having now. I'm partying with Jesus, you know. I mean, this rocks, in other words, you know. And so
what do you think? Where do you think that came from, that you were such a fanatic to the point that it was extreme and, you know?
Well, I was filling a void, an extreme void that I had in my heart. And so instead of focusing on myself, you know, I was focusing on, you know, I was focusing on the sports. You know, I didn't have to think about my problems, you know, and the void that I had in my heart from my childhood. And so I attached to that. You know, that was my what do you say? That was my escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I say, I still enjoy sports, and you know I do, honey.
Yeah.
But it's not the priority anymore. You know, it's not. I mean, you went to a game with me once.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And so I still get excited.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, nothing excites me more than Jesus Christ.
Well, it's like I said, I didn't know you in those days because we weren't married then. I didn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
But based upon, again, what I've heard, it's been pretty radical.
Yeah.
Extremely radical. And so what would you say to a man or a woman that's listening right now that they're at that place that you were at? And well, that void is, they're filling this void with mm-hmm. all this stuff.
Well, I would say continue to enjoy that, you know, enjoy sports, mm-hmm. and, you know, but really think about it for a second. Really think about it. You know, do you want to make that your idol? Because that's what it becomes. Or do you want Jesus to be that one who you worship like that? It's okay to have fun and do that. Don't get me wrong, but
out of balance.
Yeah, get it in balance, okay? Mm. Get your priorities straight. And trust me, you'll enjoy that game even more when you watch it because your priorities are straight.
Well, it's like, you know, when we get to heaven, we're going to be praising and jumping mm-hmm. up and down and singing and dancing and all of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you were raised like I was, we didn't show that kind of emotion in church.
Yeah.
I mean, that just wasn't even on the radar screen.
Yeah.
And so we've all been raised different in that regard. But when you give your life to Christ and you really are filled with the Spirit of Christ
yeah.
in you, you can't help but get excited, and I think that's where you're coming from, is to see all that excitement over a football game that doesn't have the eternal value that being excited and joyful and being completely filled of any void because of what Christ has done.
Well, one pastor that I really admire, Perry Noble, and from Carolina, South Carolina, I believe he's from, and he... He said one time in a conference I was at, he said, you know, if I have to have my validation from 18 to 22-year-old young men dressed in costumes, I've got a problem.
Hmm.
He said, my validation comes from Christ and Christ alone. And so enjoy it. Have a great time doing it. But don't forget your priorities.
That's right. And as far as seeing that family that we saw in church, you know, people express their worship to God in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are very outward with it. Some
right.
people are not. But I think your example was from the standpoint, we don't know that family.
No, we don't.
But just knowing, the being a child and making that shift, why can't we get this excited about Christ when we go to these sporting events and get all crazy there to connect the dots?
That was my point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my whole point. And plus, you know, it's a true study that you know, if a child comes to Christ in the family, there's a 10% chance everyone else in the family will come to Christ. If there's a 17% chance everyone in the family will come to Christ if the mother comes to Christ first. But there's a 93% chance that everyone in the family will give their lives to Christ if the man gives his life to Christ first.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys.
Right. Right.
You know, my kids gave their life to Christ after I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not just facts that I'm throwing out. It's the truth. So you know what? You may be listening to this podcast right now, and you may turn it off. But you know what? It's time. Let's get our priorities straight. Let's enjoy the things of this world. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's get excited, let's cheer, let's yell, let's dance, and raise our arms to the one who died for us.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you what, nothing excites me more than the aroma of Christ. He is the man. And so if you've never given your life to Christ, you're thinking, you know what, man, my priorities are out of whack. You know, I need to be more excited about Jesus. Or maybe you've never given your life to him. Or maybe you've given it to him and walked away. Or possibly you're listening to this podcast, you've been in church for 20 years. But you just realize that, you know what, gosh, I have missed a lot of Sundays for football. I've missed a lot of things I could have done for Jesus because of sports. I got so excited and not excited about him. Well, today's your day to get excited about Jesus and give your life to him. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I need you. Come into my life. I know you died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. You tell me because of the cross that I ask you to forgive me of my sins. My sins are forgiven. Please forgive me, Father, of my sins. Lord, today, I cheer for you, I yell for you, and I say thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you, honey.
You're welcome. This has been kind of a long podcast, and we apologize for that. But if you did give your life to Christ, please email us at info@livingitup.org. And we'd be just honored to pray for you. Or we'd just love to hear from you wherever you are in this world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Please contact us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know how you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And wow, it's Friday.
You know, have fun.
Absolutely.
You know, but remember, don't forget your priority.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So have a great weekend. We hope that you worship somewhere in church this weekend and find a good church that has a mentorship, discipleship program to help you keep your priorities straight and get that to where it's, you know, it's all about, you know, living for the Lord.
That's,
all right?
That's right.
So until Monday, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again. Yeah.